Monday, June 28th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. There were some good rains for north central and northeast Iowa, south central Minnesota, and central Wisconsin of the 1-inch kind from the current system that should finish today, but not enough. Rains were not drought-breaking and will only provide very temporary relief for portions of this dry region. Much more rain needs to fall the drought-stricken northwest Corn Belt, which is 12 inches short of normal over the last year. The recent rains essentially did not change a thing except bias a couple of days. The forecast later in July is not good, with low rain chances and heat returning. That leaves more than a third of the Corn Belt in the have-not category versus two-thirds having favorable conditions. The band of rain produced by the main front that delivered the heaviest punch of rain through the gut slot of the Corn Belt last weekend appeared to be narrower than forecast. Many areas that got this rain were not in drought. An inch of rain will not end the drought in the northwest Corn Belt, but cooler temperatures have brought us the most temporary relief, letting the crops relax. Iowa State University climatologist Elwin Taylor defined what are known as stress degree days, which are counted as temperatures above 86 degrees. We've had way too many of them here so far this year. Stress degree days, SDDs, are a way of tracking how much stress a type of plant has been subjected to within its growing season. According to Taylor, when the total number of SDDs exceeds 140, it is tough to find corn yields above trend. Most SDDs come in July and August, so we have a big head start on them, given the hot June temperatures. Many reporting stations in northwest Iowa have already exceeded the 140 for stress degree days. You can check out where your region is at by going to the Iowa State University Mesonet. As noted, some stations in northwest Iowa have already exceeded the threshold for yield damage from sustained heat stress. The closest reporting station to our farms is Spencer, which is already at 145. The bubble in our rain gauges recorded 4/10 to 7/10 of an inch this weekend, again in the short end of the rain. The current system is forecast to migrate to the east, keeping the eastern Corn Belt watered, while dry and warmer temperatures come back for our region. With soil moisture reserves that we had, kept the corn alive here through the first round of the 2021 drought. But no one in the northwest Corn Belt got enough rain out of this last system to survive a second round of heat in the summer unscathed. There are a couple of competing statements here. I heard someone say that the drought has peaked. Or one could say that the recovery from the early drought has peaked with these rains. I fear that the latter is the most true. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. The saving grace so far is that the moisture flow from the Gulf has been open and is forecast to continue to be. There is moisture flowing north into the Corn Belt that can be triggered as thunderstorms. These storms have not gotten that far north to the northwest Corn Belt. I heard no thunder and there were no storms in our region. It was mostly light drizzle with short intervals of light rain. Radar made it look heavier than it was. People were surprised after seeing it rain when they checked their rain gauges and found disappointing totals. I still do not have enough moisture for a normal successful pollination. I think that if our corn continues to develop, moisture handicapped as it is, that without additional soaking rains to buffer the heat, that pollination here locally would be ugly. It'll get sorted out with extreme unevenness through fields. Plants will struggle to retrieve whatever moisture reserve is left that the roots can go after and begin cannibalizing the plants. It takes 1.75 inches of water per week in July for normal growth development. We have not had anything close to that any week yet this season, surviving to this point in limited subsoil moisture reserves. I think that this could be like watching a slow-moving accident. They may be on track for 300 bushel per acre corn in east central Illinois, while that number would be closer to zero represented by our stress degree days here, so we will average that yield down a good deal. Hard to see a national trend line yield coming out of the average of such extremes. The weather improvement is in the market, and so is an increase in planted acres. If those extra acres are in the Dakotas, they will mean nothing. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.